USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says the producer price index, which is a key indicator of inflation, rose 0.8% last month. Cleanup efforts in Kentucky are ongoing after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. Kentucky Emergency Management Director Michael Dossett says they're beginning to evaluate homes.
We have, at this point, begun the blue tarp process, and we'll be in counties in the next several days with teams that will be assisting our counties in tarping some of the houses that can be restored.
Dossett goes on to say that water and electricity in some communities is being temporarily restored. President Biden preparing to visit tornado-ravaged Kentucky on Wednesday. The White House saying Biden will survey the damage. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Democrats are taking heat from Republicans, blaming them for the rise in crime in major cities around the country, citing low bail for criminals and letting some back onto the streets. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis joins Fox News and is calling on President Biden to step in and crack down on crime.
We need the president to take a strong stand and say enough is enough. We saw it with President Trump. And remember when President Trump got out there and said, we're going to federally go after those individuals who destroy monuments and destroy federal buildings. Guess what happened? It stopped.
The Senate is clearing one last procedural hurdle to pass a bill boosting the federal debt limit. A final vote expected later today or tonight, sending the measure to the House. The bill aims to push any potential crisis involving the debt limit into 2023. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are still hoping to pass a $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says their meetings with the Senate parliamentarian will continue this week to help work out the details regarding the president's bill.
I thank my colleagues, the parliamentarian, and her team for working through this important and difficult process. The president will also continue to have his conversations with our caucus as we hash out the final details of the legislation.
The New York Democrat hoping that the reconciliation process will allow them to pass a measure with the simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes usually needed. Big news in Las Vegas as a casino is sold.
After months of rumors, Hard Rock International has confirmed it will buy the Mirage Hotel from MGM Resorts on the Las Vegas Strip for just over $1 billion. Hard Rock says it plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel on the Mirage site. In the official announcement, Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, said Hard Rock Las Vegas will be a fully integrated resort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There are now nearly 2 billion monthly active users on Instagram. That's according to CNBC, which says the photo sharing app reached the mark this fall. It comes as Instagram faces scrutiny by lawmakers over its impacts on the mental health of young users. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.